Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, hour two, part one. You lights, camera, action, you're on.
Hi, this is Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, and we are live with Maggie Special. Maggie, tell them what your name is.
Maggie Quant.
That's right, Maggie Quant, and we actually have some music. Tell us what's happening. This is your half hour.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining in with Tan Talk Radio, Dawn Reese, and I appreciate all the viewers from all around the world. I have my music. It's MC Square. And please listen to it.
Okay, sure. So this one, and what inspired you to write this?
I just came up with this. It's something, I love music. I studied fashion design. And
how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
5'8". All right, we'll be right back.
I'm going to check the track number on that real quick and see what... Okay, so that's the first one, so we'll play that. Okay.
Perfect.
Hang on 1 second. Well, that... loads
and
up here.
You can watch us live on TikTok and go to Dawn Reese number 3. Also, I have a new TikTok out there. It's Hollywood 106.1 FM, and I'd like to go live on that as well. And it has all of my interviews and more interviews with celebrities, soap opera stars, and so much more. We'll be right back.
Enfermería y doctorería. Corrí a la biblioteca a comprar unos libros. Después llegué al golpe de Cassandra Priscilla. Uno, dos, tres. MC Square. Un muchacho me preguntó, ¿te gustaría y yo dije que sí, es una orden día, me mandaste otro texto. Entonces, que te vayas a la porra.
And we're back. And we're back. And Maggie's going to talk. Are you there, Maggie?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Okay. And so we're... Oh, we're back. So, Maggie, yes. Actually, we have Keith from Alexa Model and Talent Agency here. He came in. He always supports Hollywood Connections. He's a top SAG agent in Tampa, and he does a lot of HSN movies, commercials, all ages, and he's on the air with us. And actually, where's the card? He gave Maggie a card. You know what that means? That means that's a good thing. If he didn't give the card, he wasn't interested, but she's 5'8"?
Yes.
5'8". She does runway. She's like the triple threat. Runway, music, singing, everything. So, yes.
Great.
I know. So, Maggie, what's the next song we're going to go to?
We're going to go ahead and go to Rain and Thunder.
We're going to go to the Rain and Thunder song that she produced and wrote yourself, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, you can find her on YouTube as well. We'll be right back. 106.1 FM, The Heat. And I'm Dawn Reese. All right. And my producer in the back
yes,
over there.
Yes, yeah, we got a whole host out here in the lobby. What are you going to hear now?
The Rain and Thunder.
Okay, Rain and Thunder, absolutely.
Okay, this is Maggie Special. And she's live on Facebook, live on YouTube, live on podcast, which goes to, we'll be right back.
The right one?
Zola.
Yes.
Okay.
Zola, the movie Zola. And Elvis Presley's grand.
Thinking of you with those pretty eyes and candy smile. Wah, 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 wah. Wah wah, wah wah, I got you. Let's go for a ride. Not in my Jaguar, not in my Mercedes, in my Maserati. My boots are to walk and go shopping. Can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see? I got you. Let's go for a ride. Not in my Jaguar, not in my Mercedes, in my Maserati. My boots are to walk and go shopping. Can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see? How are you doing? Today I am doing just fine. I was walking by, doing my own thing, when at the Sequoia station to holler, wah-wah, 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 wah-wah. This guy stopped me and said, beautiful, can I get a minute with you? And I go, yeah, what's up? I would like to get to know you a little bit better, because you caught my eye, girl. And I go, is that right? Well, do you want to go out to dinner? I said, wine and dine, 99, 99 plus 99, 99 and some Cordoba. Then I forgot to grab my coffee and groceries. I was so into you. Wah wah, wah wah, wah wah, wah wah, wah wah.
We're back, Maggie. Go ahead.
Yes. Are you looking for...
Actually, Maggie, you're live. It's your half hour.
What's interesting about that is I'm interested in someone coming in, being who they are, and then allowing us to go on with the conversation and see where it goes. We want to see your colors. So, yes, if you have a monologue that's just a part of you, I may ask to see it. But I'm going to tell you something that is a little bit of a clue here. Most things you're going to book now are going to be a dialogue. So it's actually better, if you want to show me what you got, bring a friend or bring someone that you can do a scene with. I only need 30 seconds. I need to see how you listen and how you interact. No one says monologues aren't great, but you're not necessarily going to get the leading role in a TV show or a film right off the bat. So what they really need to see is how can you interact with others? So that's why a scene is going to work a little bit better than a monologue if you want to do film and TV.
What we're talking about behind the scenes after Maggie's Music is we have Keith from Alexa Model and Talent Agency here. And Keith, do you accept children in all ages?
Yes.
And where do they go? They can go to your website and register?
Yes, we love children. Children seem to love this industry. What's great about them is they get not only a casting, but a booking. And they're screaming, they're yelling. You know, it's almost like the adults should have that kind of, you know, feeling. So we love them. They can just send photos to alexa@alexamodels.com.
Alexa
Models. And also.
Yes, yes, go ahead, Maggie.
And also, how long have you been working in the industry?
Good question. I'm going to say since I was born, but officially like 1992.
That's a long time. And you do a lot of HSN specials as well.
That's, if you live in the area, it's a great opportunity for you. It's consistent work. People who work it routinely, you know, can do about 60,000 a year doing that, and you get visibility. So it can branch, you know, into further stuff if you like doing that.
And she's 5'8". So what do you do with 5'8" models?
It's good. She's got some height. That'll help.
Right.
At the end of the day, it really comes down to it's in your heart. It sounds like, you know, singing is the first thing.
I'm definitely able to.
Yeah, use that as your entree and then allow that.
We're trying to make her
move
to the microphone.
To branch off into, like, this area of the world, Tampa, Orlando, is very strong in commercials. So as a singer, commercials is something you should be able to do, and they like new faces. And it's not about acting. Commercials is about, you know, are you just there? Are you the right type? Do you have the right look? Mm-hmm. Generally that. And then maybe from there, you can go to film and TV.
Or print. What is it like now with the quarantine time? We have a second before we go to her next music.
It's been very dead. That's why I tell talent, put together a little, you know, 2-minute thing about yourself and a little bit about your background, and just get the IMDb, look at 20 or 30 movies or film TV projects that are, you know, on halt but going to get ready to go, and just start submitting yourself. And let, you know, if I'm your agent, just let me know where you're submitting so I can follow up once we get that jump start, which I think will be in 2 or 3 weeks.
Does she need to come into the agency as well?
It's good because you get to meet the bookers and stuff. So as long as you get in within 30 days, like, you know, email me and then I'll tell you what to do next.
So we have a top talent agent here, and we also have Maggie's Music. And Maggie, let's go to the next song. What is the next song?
I didn't ask, unless yes.
All right, enjoy. We'll be right back. 106.1 FM. I'm actually going to talk to TikTokers while we're live. We can cut off this. Okay, cool.
Exchanged Armani photos. And what the? Morning and afternoon. Rain or thunder. Sending me hella messages. You almost broke my phone. Trying to fall in love. With my heart, I was nah. Took your sweet ass time, spitting me words. You say everything I want to hear. Morning and afternoon, rain or thunder. A long time we were talking and having cherries. And I was so happy, and my happiness went away hella quick. When I found out, in the morning, 11-ish, I opened up my phone, and I saw the pop news. I was so wrong. You broke my heart. Once again, I am single again. Morning and afternoon, rain or thunder. I walked outside. It was chilly. I let it go. I'm all right. Guys are a dime a dozen.
And we're back. Maggie, go ahead. And what would you like to talk about? You've got about another 10 minutes.
Where have you gone to visit lately?
Say that one more time.
Where have you gone to visit lately?
In terms of from here?
In areas.
Good question. During the quarantine period, we've been very stationary. See, the most exciting thing that we've done, we've gone out to the Longhorn on a Friday to sit in the parking lot in the car with our masks, and ordered a bottle of wine and an appetizer and just faced the highway and just kind of took it all in. The only thing we didn't do is run the video, so maybe it would have went virtual because it was hilarious.
Oh, my God, it would have been on TikTok? Wow, that would have been. We'll have to get you to the sailboat and go sailing you know, when you and your wife and come out sailing?
Maybe now, but up until what, this past weekend, we were, you know, beaches were closed.
I know. Well, we were island hopping because we could, because the governor said you have a Nautica besides a sailboat. So we were out, but there was nobody around. It was just us and the dogs.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, Maggie, back to you.
Yes. Does the fans have any questions for Keith?
Any fans that are on here, maybe we have a call-in, somebody watching. I know there's Jeremiah Knight. He was trying to call in. He's a TikToker. Maybe if he calls back, he can ask a question. Actually, he wrote a movie or an anime something series. I do know that. He has 15, at least, K on TikTok, and he's been on a year. So if he does call back, it's 727-441-3000. And while you call in, we'll wait. And you have another song, right, Maggie?
Yes.
All right. And we're watching the time. We have till 6:30. This is her special. Go for it. What's the next song?
The next song would be Perlas.
All right. We'll be right back. And I see we have callers calling in. 106.1 FM The Heat. I'm Dawn Reese.
Bien preparados. Que tenga dinero en la billetera. Que no sean codos. Brinca, salta, granda, tan, tan, tan. Brinca, salta. Perlas para aquí, perlas para allá. Me gustan los modelos de bien preparados que tengan dinero en la billetera, que no sea codo. Brinca, salta, granda, tan, tan, tan. Brinca, salta. ¿Por qué te vas? Dije, me tengo que ir. Me encantó cómo tú te vistes y cómo tú hablas y tu carisma. Por mentiroso y malo, no trabajó. Siempre van a ver labiosos listos para engañar. Y yo soy fiera y yo sé jugar el juego. Perlas para aquí, perlas para allá. Me gustan los modelos de bien preparados que tengan dinero en la billetera, que no sean codos. Brinca, salta, granda, tan, tan, tan. Brinca, salta, granda, tan, tan.
Also, you can find me in Facebook, Maggie Quant. Okay. And you can also find me as Maggie Quant, fashion designer, in Facebook. And also, you can find me on YouTube.
Perfect.
Maggie Quant.
So we are still live. I think we are. We have a call in. We have Jeremiah Knight has a question for you and for Keith. Jeremiah Knight, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here. You guys are awesome. I believe in your dreams. And first, Dawn, you should be at like 200,000 followers. What is going on? We need to...
Well, I thank you, Jeremiah. He's actually, I love his chat room. And I got to get Maggie in there so when she gets on, that you can help her with her followers too. So that would be great. And what's your question to Maggie or Keith?
Maggie, what are your goals? And Keith, what are you currently looking for?
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for calling in Tan Talk Radio with Dawn Reese. My name is Maggie Quant. My goals are to participate with Keith, also Dawn Reese, and do commercials, do music. I think in the future, we will see what happens, you know.
So, a quick question, Maggie, what is your background in training, too? Do you have any acting experience?
Yes.
Okay, tell
also,
Keith that.
You know, I'm an actress, and also I came out in Illusions. And you could, you know, find me. I've worked with several good producers here in the Tampa Bay. And, so my goal is to, you know, be in different movies. And
Well, we also had Michael. Okay, he'll be on the next 5 minutes. We also had Michael Givens that does teach a Zoom acting class now. And we have Andrew Krantz that's local. That's an amazing acting teacher that I take his acting lessons. And we're just waiting for him to get the okay.
Let me answer his question, too,
yes.
about what we're looking
Thank
for.
You.
Generally, the age of 14 to about 25, we're looking for talent that's been working it. So if you haven't been working it, it doesn't mean we're not interested in you, okay? What it means is, secondarily, we're going to look for someone who wants to get into the industry at this point, has a desire, has a passion, maybe, you know, they're the shower, bathroom type of talent, and they've been practicing there or with a bunch of friends and stuff. You know, now, if you're going to do it with us, it's going to be a situation where, you know, you'll have to be turning it on the spot versus just doing it when you want to do it. So the question is, if you're just starting out, you know, can you be disciplined at it and start to do it every day? Does that help you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everybody's going to start off somewhere, but if they're starting out at a very early age, they're going to have a huge grasp on what they need to do coming in. That's fantastic.
Well, thank you, Jeremiah Knight. Jeremiah Knight 7, right, on TikTok. Follow him and go to his live feeds. They're amazing. So I got to get you in there as well so you can up your followers
Absolutely.
In the TikTok land. Jeremiah, thank you for calling. We have 2 minutes left of Maggie's special, and we'll be right back with Maggie. Do you have another song? Are we doing, or are we talking to Keith? And
yeah, you know, let's talk to Keith, and then we
go for it, yes.
The music up.
Closer to the mic.
Yeah, so are you, you know, do you like to go shopping?
I love to go shopping. Problem was we had to do a lot of internet shopping in the last couple of months and stuff. And I can tell you my wife is an expert at that. We have deliveries happening almost every day. I think I see the Chewy.com.
I haven't tried Chewy.com.
The FedEx people, you know, with the industry we're in fashions, you know, my wife likes to shop at some of the clients like Neiman Marcus and Ashley Furniture, you know, stuff like that. So we've been doing the quarantine shopping.
Okay. Let's go ahead and play my next music.
Please. All right. We have about 1 minute left, and then stay tuned. This is Maggie's half hour special, and we'll be back again. She'll be back on the air, and you'll be hearing her music. I'm Dawn Rees, and this is Maggie Quant. And her music. We are live, 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Shout out to California. Shout out to all around the world. And thank you for listening to my fans. And thank you.
All right. Hold on, everybody. I got to charge you up.
Event.
This is your music.
Ayude a muchas compañías. Viajé lejos, solo por un sueño. Y todos me decían, gracias por venir, cara bonita. No hay. ¿Por qué parar? Seguí hasta llegar a la meta. Saqué mi línea de ropa y la puse al aire. Para poder salir adelante con mi sueño. No caerse, tampoco botar la gorra. Arenas en las vías. Unas veces al año salgo. ¿Qué hora es? Haciendo mandados, las hojas que se caen por el viento que sopla. Aire puro, ayer, arenas en los pies. Unas veces al año salgo, ¿qué hora es? Haciendo mandados, las hojas que se caen por el viento que sopla. Aire puro, ayer, se presentaron muchos obstáculos. Y no paré, seguí tocando puertas, fui a miles de audiciones, eventos, ayudé a muchas compañías, viajé lejos, solo por un sueño, y todos me decían, gracias por venir, cara bonita, no hay por qué parar, seguí hasta llegar, a la meta. Saqué mi línea de ropa y la puse al aire para poder salir adelante con mi sueño. No caerse, tampoco botar la gorra. Arenas en los pies. Unas veces al año salto.
qué hora es, haciendo mandados, las hojas que se caen con el viento que sopla, aire puro ayer, arenas en los pies, unas veces al año salgo, qué hora es, haciendo mandados, las hojas que se caen por el viento que sopla, aire puro ayer.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Rees on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Rees's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Rees, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Rees's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Rees on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Time for Hollywood Connections, Hour 2, Part 2. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
And we're back. Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM. Do we have a caller yet?
Not yet. We're still waiting on him.
Well, he'll call back in just a minute. Before we do, let's play that intro again one more time so we know about what Hollywood Connections is all about. We have a top agent here, Keith from Alexa Model and Talent Agency in Tampa. He's looking for talent all ages. And we'll be right back before our caller calls in. And let's go to my intro again.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Rees on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Rees's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Rees, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Rees's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Rees on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And here we go again. It's Hollywood Connections, Hour 2, Part 2. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
For those of you that are driving through Clearwater, Tampa to the beaches and you want to know about TikTok, I've got some amazing TikTokers that I have found, and the parents have called me back, and another guy's going to call in. And let's see, who is on the air? Brandon, are you there?
Hello, and Brandon and
hey,
Dad.
What's up?
Brandon and his dad. Okay, guess what? I have a surprise for you, Brandon.
Go ahead.
I got a top talent agent here that's going to talk to you. He's from Alexa Model and Talent Agency. They're a SAG agency. And say hi to Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
He does a lot of TV and film and commercials. And I said, you are like the next Disney Nickelodeon star as well. But you're already a TikTok star.
so,
Don't worry about the dad. Don't worry about me.
Oh, no, no, no. The dad needs an agent, too. I mean, both of you, because,
no,
yes.
Don't worry about that. I'm all good. Don't worry about it.
Don't forget about the dad.
No, listen to me for a second. If you see what I look like, trust me, you don't want me around.
No, you know, the funny thing is about you and Brandon, you are character actors, and that's what's so fun, or to have character actors. And you've got a top talent agent here that we're going to talk some more.
I've worked with many, I've actually worked with a lot of character actors in the past.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm going to make
sure. Quite a few, actually.
I'm going to make sure the two of you connect, but I want him to hear Brandon and you on your TikTok. Now, you just told me you have over 800,000 followers.
Yes, I just hit 800K a couple of days ago, actually.
Can you imagine that, Keith?
That's fantastic.
I know. Have you ever met a TikTok star before?
Not yet. First time.
Well,
oh, my God. I can't wait to meet him.
I know. He's right here, and he can't wait to meet you. So I have a surprise. So let's go to those shout-outs. This is Brandon Max and his dad. Give your name one more time, Brandon's dad.
I go by Brandon's dad.
That's what I thought.
So there it is. Or Mr. Max. Or you can call me Boomer. I don't really care.
Boomer.
How about Super Mac?
However you want to say it, we're fine.
Well, you know,
we actually don't give out.
They became famous. Yeah, they became famous with the McCheese.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not McCheese. No.
Grilled cheese.
That was somebody else in the other one that helps me out. Yes. But you know what? After today, I'm knowing you, I've had grilled cheese for, like, every time I talk to you. I'm, like, now hooked on.
Well, did you watch the video I sent you?
I did. Yeah. And my engineer has it. And we're going to play those four right now.
All right. So we'll go through the four videos. All right.
I cannot wait to hear those.
We'll
go
be right back. He is live, 106.1 FM. I have a treat for Brandon Max, over 800,000 followers, 5K hits every time he puts a video up. And I have a talent agent here that I'm hopefully going to hook them up with as well. I'm Dawn Reese. Let's go to those shout-outs.
What's wrong, Dad? Where's my hat? I don't know. Where's my Bills hat? I told you I don't know. Do you like my hat? No!
All right, now we're going to play the second one.
Brandon, did you eat my cookies? I didn't eat your cookies. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Then what's on your face? Fine, I ate your cookies. You are grounded.
All right, now we're here, the third one.
Dad, try this new drink.
You have to try it. It's very tasty.
I don't want to try it. You're gonna love it. Whoa.
It's just water and food coloring.
Stop that. I gotcha.
All right. Let's pull up the fourth one.
Do you know what my dad and I have in common?
We both love
grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
And we're back, and so we are, yes. So Keith, take it away. It's your moment with them.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Brandon, tell me something that you want to do in the film and TV world.
So basically, other than TikTok, currently I had two jobs, actually. I work over at Publix. I work over at a hotel, actually, local, right near my house, actually, which unfortunately I haven't been working due to the pandemic and everything, but
you've been online though, right?
Exactly. What
you've been online with your 800,000 followers?
Oh yeah, we've been going crazy. We've been
that's working. That's what Hollywood is right now.
Yep,
everything's online. Yep. It's interesting with us together. You know, I have a PR marketing agency. We do a lot of theater and movie and theater stuff. And so Brandon, even as little kids, we always kind of got him together with some of the people that I've worked with. He's really good on camera now, because whenever we do a live segment or a TV segment, I would bring him along with me a lot.
And great.
He'd be a reporter with me, or
exactly.
When we talk to him, we'll show you some pictures of him with some very interesting people.
One thing I love about TikTok, I mean, I think I've mentioned this from my last interview with you guys, was I love the community. I've met some really amazing people on the app, and it's definitely given me a place, because I've been homeschooled for half of school due to health issues and everything, but it's really given me an opportunity to get myself out there and to meet people from all around the world. Because being homeschooled, you are basically in a box, and I have friends, like I have other friends that are homeschooled, but I I didn't want to feel left out. I wanted to, you know, get myself out there, and I wanted people to know who I was and that I'm basically trying to, you know, just spread love and positivity. And I mean, it's really helped me a lot. Honestly, it's really helped me overcome a lot of anxiety and my health.
Well, through the internet,
but
you'll also
I love it so much.
Through the internet, you'll also find people who have the same purpose as you, and you guys will collaborate.
And that's all. That's exactly what's happening with him now too. There's a great little site. I don't know if Don, you've seen it. The Uploads of Fun guys. That's another site that it's a dad with two other kids, and they just have some fun together. And so we collaborated on a really fun grilled cheese video together at one point. But we're going to do more of that kind of stuff too. And I know Brandon's been reaching out with a lot of.
Oh yeah, I've been reaching out to some other TikTokers actually. And Orlando, I mean, Orlando has a ton of other TikTokers. But I haven't collaborated with any of them. However, I'm still like trying to reach out to some, and hopefully we're going to, you know, after this pandemic is over, do some meetups and stuff like that. I really want to get myself out there, and I want people to reflect on my videos, and I want people to, you know, feel inspired and be original. Like, my whole goal for everybody is just.
Be yourself,
stay positive, and just have a good time, and don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Right, and what's great about what you're doing, and it's an example for others that I mentioned to the talent we have, is find a way to be in front of a camera every single day, and you guys are doing it, and that's important.
Well, I have to tell you something. Who's on?
Britta.
Oh, Britta. Is she there? Hold on. I have a surprise because she was on TikTok the other day, and she's going to ask you a question. And Britta, are you there? Make sure you're off a speaker because we're live on six stations. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. So we have Brandon Max on. He's a TikTok star, I call, with 800,000 viewers. And what would you like to ask Brandon?
How do I do the editing process?
How do you do the editing process? So I know it sounds silly to
hit some buttons. Answer.
So basically, all my videos actually I do on the app. So basically, TikTok is a stop motion app where you can record for. I mean, when you record, you just press and record like a walkie talkie. So that's what I do. I press and record, and there's also another effect that you can do. You can actually like set a timer for a certain amount of seconds. So I do that. Basically, I'm starting this new software coming up in a week where I forget what it's called, but
Final Cut Pro.
So I'm going to be using that, but for that, it's a completely different software. All you do is it's kind of like the same thing, just the only difference is you can add like sound effects and stuff. But for now, like all my videos for now have been, all of them, I want to say like 99% of them have been recorded on TikTok.
It's just not to make it a little bit easier now to edit stuff.
And they make it super easy to edit. Like basically they have these voice filters where you can like change your voice and make it like auto-tune or whatever, which I do in some of my videos. But for the most part, like with editing and all that, I do it all through TikTok.
I do have to say something because she gave a shout out. Give your TikTok name and how many followers do you have?
What is your name?
His name is Brandon Max, but give your TikTok name, and how many followers do you have right now?
Britta Toy and 700.
Okay, so you're almost to 1,000.
That is awesome.
That's great.
You're off to an amazing start.
That's great.
Well, we want to thank you for calling in and shouting out. We're live on TikTok.
Thank you for calling.
Dawn Reese 3.
It's Brandon Max. ITS Brandon Max.
That's right. And thank you, Brittany, for calling in. We'll shout you out, and you're going to go in our big drawing as well. All righty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yay.
What part?
Hey, let's go Penn.
Pittsburgh area.
Cool. You've got some TV shows shooting there.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Let's go. How you doing?
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm saying to Pittsburgh. How you doing?
Brandon's asking you a question.
We're good, actually.
Okay. Side data.
Well, thank you so much, and then we'll follow you and hype you up as well, and I'll help you get into some really good chat rooms over there that will get your numbers up. And so
Thank you.
Thank you. You're live on 106.1 FM The Heat. So let's go back to Brandon. I got to tell Keith a story before our other VIP calls in as well. Is he on the phone yet?
Of course.
Not yet? Okay. Mm-hmm. If not, Brandon, you got me for the next 15 minutes, and Keith. So anyways, my grandson, of course, I walk through Walmart, and he's on YouTube videos. He's 10 years old. And I always tell him, get off the video because you're bumping into people. Well, he takes my phone. He goes, Brandon, Max is live. And I went, what? I've never seen you live. So I'm walking through Walmart, Brandon, and remember I popped on? I said, I'm walking through Walmart.
You were on. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And I was trying to send you some TikTok money, and it was, like, slow because it was, like, I did it the other day. And then I was, like, walking through, and then I'm bumping into people, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm watching Brandon Max. He's a TikTok star.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So, actually, Brandon and his dad, 800,000 viewers on TikTok, and every video goes to 5K or more. I'm just in awe. What would you like to ask Keith, one of you? He's a talent agent. What would you like to ask him?
Oh, I'm kind of curious who exactly. Give us the name of a few people you actually work with, if you can.
Yes.
I'd be curious.
Yeah, who have you worked with?
I just mentioned we handle Paul Wilson. He's the brother of Patrick Wilson. And he landed a couple of big roles, but the big one recently is The Conjuring, the final chapter. It'll be hitting theaters in September, and he's got one of the lead roles opposite his brother Patrick. So.
But you do a lot of commercials and movies. Like, can you kind of tell them what you've done in the past?
Well, in terms of the commercials and stuff, it's Ashley Furniture, it's Harley Davidson, a lot of HSN stuff, Publix, you know, anything local here, you know, you'll have an opportunity for. You know, in terms of film and TV, anything that's coming out of Hollywood and New York, the industry is radically changed. So, If you're someone that, you know, we decide to handle and you want us to handle you, you'll have an opportunity not only to meet L.A. and New York casting directors, but you'll also get a chance to audition for them, sometimes virtually like this, like you've been doing, or in person. And if it's usually in person, it usually means you're going to get the role.
Well, so...
The first round is actually going to be done either at your home or it'll be done in our office. And if they like what they see, they'll do a callback video, and then sometimes they'll have you in or they'll book you.
Right. So,
I was also in, I've never really told my followers this, but it's true. I've been in five shows, actually. I've been in musical theater for 2.5 or almost 3 years, actually. Almost 3 years. In middle school, I started out in The Little Mermaid, then I went over to, I was in High School Musical Junior, then from that I was over in, the show Aladdin, The Little Mermaid, High School Musical Junior, Aladdin, then Bye Bye Birdie, and then from Bye Bye Birdie over to, Singing in the Rain. I got two leads, actually, at the very end. I'm not a singer, but thank God they were lead non-singing roles. But I was Hugo Peabody in Bye Bye Birdie, and then I was R.F. Simpson in Singing in the Rain. And that was the last show I was in was, like, four and a half to 5 years ago. But I've loved acting. That's another thing that my TikTok account definitely comes all down to. Like, I miss acting. Like, acting was definitely something I love doing. It really helped me with my anxiety and a lot of other stuff.
How old are you?
I love.
You're 19?
I'm 19.
19.
Just turned 19. Yeah.
So what would he need to do, Keith?
Just send us over a couple of photos to Alexa at alexamodels.com, and we'll see how to get up and running with you.
Well, watch out, because he's a TikTok star.
Awesome. Thank you for that. That's cool.
Yeah, thank you so much for that.
That's what my surprise was.
You're welcome.
We work very closely with the Pittsburgh Film Office, you know, back in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh became a very hot place for movies, too. So Brandon did get a chance at one point. I was talking to the casting directors there, too, because I was just in the movie recently, too. So that's coming on HBO Max very shortly with called The Pickle Man, which it was all over the news. Brandon's been in the middle of a lot of theater and movie stuff, so it's pretty good for him. I think he'd be great. I think it'd be
I
pretty
love
awesome.
I mean, I love acting.
And you have good looks, too.
I don't want to, I mean, the one thing that I picture myself doing more than anything else, I love video production. I feel like I would be a really, like, I would never be a really good a film director. I mean, I feel like if I had experience, I would be a good film director. But basically, I'm just really good. Like, the way I come up with my video ideas and everything, I'm really good at brainstorming and being original. Like, that's my number one. I feel like what I'm really good at as far as, like, the videos and everything. But I love, one thing I love is just being creative and acting. I mean, acting has definitely been a thing that I've fallen in love with ever since.
We'll have to see. We'll have to have a little chat.
We'll definitely have a chat for sure.
Well, the other day, I had a couple things happen, Keith. I had Mama Ali, which is Muhammad Ali's wife. So Brandon, I actually had her. She only has like 40 viewers, so followers. So I put her in a couple chat rooms for follow for follow. And I told some of the people that worked with me, I said, you have Mama Ali in here. They're like, yeah, sure, right. I'm like, wait a second. She really is, because she needs the followers to get to 1,000. And she's doing a movie on Muhammad, which is great for you, Keith, as well. And
really? That's so great. That is so cool.
So if I pop on and I share your video, you can ask her some questions. And she's doing a movie about Muhammad's life with her, and the one that was on Netflix.
So that is so cool.
Yeah, so I was trying to get her to call in. That was my other surprise. I'm like texting her, like, call in, you're supposed to talk to Brandon. And then the other day, Keith, I'm coming out of Big Lots, and of course, you know, here I'm almost 60, I'll be honest with you. And so I'm running, and I see these kids playing a shaving cream all over their face, and I'm running up going, oh, this looks like a great TikTok video. So I'm like, who knows Brandon Max? And of course, two or three they know, and one kid is like, I love Brandon Max. And I thought he would follow through to come to the station, but he didn't. And so I was asking them about, you know, TikTok. And so they were like, now we're going to have promotion. I'm going to go up to kids and find out. And they're going to do the grilled cheese. So my husband did one. I did one. Keith, you got to do one.
Yeah.
In terms of grilled cheese, give me a hint of what I'm supposed to be doing. I haven't been on TikTok yet. You're introducing me to this whole new world.
Well, you have to actually. We'll tell you a little story about this little grilled cheese video. So,
can I tell it?
Yeah, I'm not
yes.
going to say it. I'm saying it over to you. Go ahead.
So we were at. This was in D.C. Actually, I have family outside of Washington D.C. that we visit. Most of my dad's brothers live up there. So, anyways, we were visiting family. This was actually like. You're going to laugh at us. We evacuated Dorian super, super early. So we, when really it didn't hit. Anyways, we headed up to D.C. to evacuate. And we were up there for a couple weeks. Then, of course, it was late one night. This was like right before we came back. And it was like 9:30 at night, I believe.
Yep.
And we were pretty much in the middle of almost every restaurant you can think of. And everything was closing because it was like almost 10 o'clock at night. Except for this one diner, I think it was a deli or a diner.
The food looked a little yucky.
The restaurant was clean, like it was definitely really good. But long story short, we both ordered grilled cheese sandwiches, and we were luckily the only people in there at the time.
So you want to hear a grilled cheese story.
Right, so like if you're making grilled cheese and you say, Brandon Max, this is for you, and then you go, how do you want him to say it?
Grilled cheese.
Okay, Brandon Max, this one's for you. It's grilled cheese.
Thank you.
And he has a certain way you have to tag it. I'll send you the tags on that.
Okay.
You'd be surprised when people go up to Brandon and they just say grilled cheese.
It happens everywhere.
I got to tell you, since you brought up the grilled cheese thing, you know, the last time I was in New York late night, grilled cheese is big.
I know.
It's a big dish.
I know.
You can't go wrong with grilled cheese. That's the thing.
You can't. I mean,
it's very difficult to mess
up. You can't screw it
up. It's usually very difficult.
And they do it with very thick toast.
You can't screw up pasta.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon, yeah. I want you to call in next week again, and we have a special. I mean, I want you to be a part because I love hyping you up and getting you out there. And I really have some other surprise guests. I know my engineer's giving me 4 minutes. He's like, Dawn, it's over almost. But
No.
We need more sponsors.
No, I was gonna call this TikTok on Tantalk.
Oh!
Is your new name for your segment here. So you're welcome
like
to use
it. TikTok on Tantalk.
How about grilled TikTok?
I love it.
I tried it with ham. I didn't like the ham. It was not the same as grilled cheese. Oh my gosh.
No.
Oh, hey, guess what?
Last name Markowitz. It's you know, it's when it comes to grilled cheese, we like it with white bread and cheese.
White bread and cheese.
White bread and cheese.
Real quick, I gotta tell you, McCheese is on here. McCheese 007. He's helping a lot of talent in Follow for Follow parties. He's a big fan of yours. And he's been watching. Yeah, so he's got one called McCheese 007, and he helps a lot of shout outs. You know, you don't have to because you're a TikTok star. You don't have to do the Follow for Follow parties. Do you?
We actually did the thing where we started a few weeks ago where we, on his live, jump in, Brandon. We actually look for people
and we'll shout people out.
That's
we'll try
awesome.
To get some more followers.
As far as follows and everything, I'm very picky. I don't really follow that many people just because I want to keep it, like, because, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. I want to get to every reason why. But because everyone wants a follow. Like, that's, like, what everyone wants.
We give it more.
And unfortunately, I have to keep it down to a minimum amount.
Right.
But what I do for my fans is I'll make it up to them. I'll like a lot of their videos. I'll comment on some of them.
Well, real quick, guys.
To make them feel noticed.
Yeah, real quick. Just to let everyone know, I'm Dawn Reese 3, because I have three boys, Dawn Reese 3 on TikTok. But I also added another account because I noticed all my funny videos that I have up there, all my reporting videos and everything to do with the show is under Hollywood 106.1 FM. So I think I need to get my followers on that one so I can go live with all the Hollywood interviews on there. So anyone that's watching, Brandon, you have a lot of fans. I'm live on TikTok myself. And please follow Brandon Max. He will shout you out sometimes, right? You have different ways of shouting people out.
It's Brandon Max.
It's Brandon Max. There's another Brandon Max. It's Brandon Max.
Okay, and someone says, please get Brandon to hype me up. And there's somebody that's shouting out. We only have 2 minutes, and I'm like trying to shout this out. Oh, McCheese 007. And he helped me. McCheese 007, adorable. And he has a chat room that he helps follow to follow. He said, is there any way that you can shout? Just say McCheese 007.
I'm on your live right now, actually.
Oh, he's on my live. Brandon's on my live?
Yeah, look
there. All right, Brandon.
McCheese.
Yay! I'm teaching my talent agent something new. Big cheese.
I just joined your live.
Oh, thank you, Brandon Max. He's on here, everybody. Everyone add Brandon Max. He's got 800,000 followers, 5K hits. He's on. He is doing you a favor. And McCheese, thank you. God bless you. And everybody that sent the TikToks that will go towards a little girl in Wisconsin that is going to be a crown or princess. The mom can't afford it, so we're going to get the crown and sash. Keith, from Alexa Bottle in Town, did you have fun?
I had fun. I'm into the super grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I love a cheesy show.
And my producer wants to say hi to you.
Thank you.
Yes, he'll be on TikTok soon. All right, bye, everybody. God bless. Remember, give all the God the glory and honor. And if you want an actually digital business card, call 727-871-7788, our production. I will send you out my digital business card. And this is another song from TikTok, which is the dance move, the bounce.
Cool.
Everybody has to bounce and slide to the left, slide to the right.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.